Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness. Very good to see you, the divine master, Randy Luna, is going to play while we wield the swords, huh? So each of you have had just almost as much energy as you could possibly handle through today. And with that vibrational frequency that is coming in, you know that you, as a light being, light plurker, play plus work equals plurk, as a light plurker in this capacity, you are those beings of light that are shifting the consciousness of the planet, that you are shifting the focus of what in the is happening right now, right here. And as you are shifting that, then we are asking you to raise your vibrational frequency as high as possible. And as you are raising your vibrational frequency as high as possible, you are indeed shifting the consciousness of this planet. When you are working with the selenite swords of light, these delicate little tools that you are enamored with, what is happening is the vibrational frequency that you are holding in your heart is coming through the selenite sword and is activating everything within its distance, within its field, and theoretically and energetically. The selenite swords are working through the 144 dimensions of this planet. So as they are working through the 144 dimensions of this planet, what is actually happening here is in this energy, that intention that you are creating is going out farther and farther and farther out into the universe and into the galaxies. Now, when you are bringing in the Mother Mary and the other guides and angels and teachers and vibrational beings that are on this frequency, you are expanding that unconditional love out to the planet. Take a deep breath on that one. As you are expanding that unconditional love out to the planet, that is why our vessel Marilyn and the Joy is always talking about changing your bracelets and watching your intention and keeping in that capacity. Because as you do, if your intention is anger or upset or focused on energy, sometimes the sword will actually break in half. Or in that capacity, that's what you're sending out to the planet. So do not do that. It is not, there's enough of that energy on this planet right now to be able to connect in disdain or in the problem. However, you are the light, and what we are asking for you to experience is to find that light in your core. Set your intention to be the healing light, be the healing element, be the love element, be the love frequency, be the joy, be the compassion, be the gratitude, be the hope of this planet's future. And as indeed you are the hope of this planet's future, what is happening there then is for you to expand and radiate that joy, that frequency out. You see, these are interdimensional tools from the future. As our dear friend Tom, the creator of such, is also from the future. So he actually brought this technology, this technique, this energy back to this planet from the future. Because this is a weapon that cannot ever hurt anyone, no matter what it is. If you had an intention, if you used it to inflict some harm on someone, it would shatter. It would not work. You see, it is from the future to instill that joy, that peace. Now, they are shaped in shapes of a weapon in some people's opinions. However, that is just to bring balance to this planet for the masculine and the feminine energy, where you it almost creates that oxymoron that where you've got something that appears to be a weapon, which is not. It is a weapon of love. It is a weapon of light, which is from the future. So in that capacity, it is about rekindling and refocusing and reconnecting with that energy. And as it reconnects with that energy, it is actually reconnecting with the energy in your heart, in your focus, in your clarity. So when you are confused about something, or you ask a question and you don't understand, you know, something in where am I to go? What am I to do? What is my purpose? Where is my sweetheart? Why isn't the person I'm married to my sweet? Blah, 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 all those other questions. Sit with the selenite sword. You see, it follows your intention. Yes? So if your intention is to receive the answers that you are seeking, it will help you receive the answers that you are seeking. It will help you understand. Put it by your bed at night. We don't recommend putting it in your bed at night because it can break. However, put it by your bed at night and say, tell me what I need to know through my dream state. You see, it follows your intention. And someone asked the vessel mineral, and does the selenite get hurt when Tom starts carving on it? It loves being of this service. That is why it was brought back to this dimension. Now, it may have been in this planet for thousands, millions of years. However, it's still from the future. It has come back here, and it has only resurfaced now in the last 12 years to be the tool of light and love that it was destined to be. So no one understand that you are now carrying one of the most, if not the most powerful healing tool that is known to humanity right now. Take a deep breath on that one. That is why we teach you the activations, the official activations to use with this. You will also learn more ways to use. When you talk to our vessel, Marilyn, she says, your intuition, your soul already knows how to use this. And it does. So, dearest being of light, as you understand that as you start working with your own selenite sword of light, you are working with 144 dimensions of energy. So as you do, it is no surprise that you may turn invisible at some point. The master Randy Luna has become invisible before. And so with that energy, so has the vessel Meryl, so has many, many teachers. And you as well. But know that if you become invisible, your visibility will come back. So don't worry about that. In that energy and in that focus, as you breathe into your intention, every time you connect with the selenite sword of light, your intention is being said yes to. Your intention is connecting with that energy in new and different ways. And that is why the Master Tom, class smaller, and of course the vessel and the joy says, no, it needs to be as big as possible, simply because there need to be more light plurkers on this planet. There need to be more people with healing practices that are going out and healing the planet itself. So every day at 11:11, you can do it tomorrow, at 11:11 a.m., connect with your selenite sword of light and radiate that energy out to the planet and then see what happens, huh? Take a deep breath. So with that energy and with that vibration, take another deep breath. We hear someone saying, how do I radiate this out into the world? I'm so tired already. Well, when you're tired, take a nap. And as you understand that if you feel that fatigue, Right now, this is the first time in the history of all histories, of all galaxies that we are aware of, that everyone on one particular planet is all focused in one aspect. That is what this COVID-19 is all about. Learning new ways and to do everything. That is what you are learning, yes? Gathering the energy of the masses into one focus of healing. Planting seeds for your future to shift the consciousness of this planet. There is no paradigm for where you are right now. There is no foundation for where you are right now. We've told you that for many times, but we're telling you again because somebody out there needs to hear it. Obviously, when you say there is no foundation, you look down and you see a floor. But that floor is not real. It is only your perception that is creating it. So in that capacity, the planet is now coming into that alignment with the oneness. And dearest, you are helping. And as you come into that alignment with the oneness, the selenite swords of light are also helping and being of service. For they help align the focus. They help you pay attention to those thoughts, because you can't pick one of these up without paying attention to it. And as you pick one of these up, that vibration and that energy comes through so strongly that you feel your past slipping away and your future coming into play into the present. And that, dearest being, is what you are doing here. That is why some of you said, I don't understand it. I just saw it on Facebook and I knew I had to be there. Yes. You've been divinely tapped on the shoulder, because you are, dearest beings of light, a light plurker. And as a light plurker, you have several responsibilities. And one of them is to be all that you are. One of them is to be all that you are. All that you are indeed destined to be. So as you understand that activation, as you understand that frequency, know that in that vibrational frequency, in that vibrational energy, however you use the selenite sword of light is the correct way. For you cannot hurt anyone or anything with it. It follows your intention. And right now, we are going to step a bit aside. And we're going to activate you one last time today. And we're going to shift the consciousness and deactivate whatever is in your highest good to be deactivated, and activate whatever is in your highest good to be activated. So just take a moment and think, what is it in your world that you would like to expand? What is it in your world that you would like to ignite and start or create or step into? What is it in your world that you would like to choose to happen? Breathe into that right now. And if there's anything that you're ready to let go of, let by the wayside, anything that's no longer serving your highest good so it can be integrated into yourself, so it's no longer in charge of any decision-making process, now is the time to integrate that so it is no longer in charge. So take a deep breath. Thank you. Dearest beings of light, it is now time for you to step into your power. It is now time for you to be present in your world, in your light, in your love, in your connection. I was here millenniums, hundreds of thousands of years ago. And I connect again in love of you. Throw down your sword that is not of light. Throw down your sword that is of anger and bring up your sword of love. For that is what it is. Open your heart Listen only with your heart, not with your ears. You are this planet's savior. You are your people's teacher. For that, we are grateful for you and your willingness to be present here. You are the light. You are the love of the galaxies, the love of the galaxies, the love of the galaxies. So, you have your pledge, you have your connection, you have your energy, you have your frequency, you have your quest. And we have your willingness, as you do, to be all that you are, to stand forth in love, for it truly does conquer all. As we love you, we honor you. We see you. We know you. We see in your heart. And for that, we are grateful. Namaste. Namaste.